It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Nibleck Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is the Girl Scouts' birthday.
Come on.
Did you know that?
I'd seen it. I'd seen something about it.
Girl Scouting in the United States began on March 12, 1912, when founder Juliet Gordon Lowe organized the very first Girl Guide troop meeting in Savannah, Georgia.
Really?
Yes.
It's a very specific date. Like, you know the exact date.
March 12, 1912.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. So Juliet Gordon Lowe had married an Englishman in 1886 and moved with him to London. After his death, she traveled, took sculpting classes, and did charity work while looking for a project on which to focus her time and skills.
Of course.
In May of 1911, she met Sir Robert Baden Powell at a party and was inspired by the Boy Scouts, which was a program that he had organized.
Oh, okay.
So with 40,000 members throughout Europe and the United States at the time, it stressed the importance of both military preparedness and having fun, two values that she appreciated.
I like those.
Yeah. So following that introduction, Lowe was inspired to become involved with the Girl Guides, which was headed by Robert's sister.
Oh.
In August of 1911, she formed a Girl Guides patrol near her home in Scotland, where she encouraged the members to become self-sufficient by learning how to spin wool and care for livestock. She also taught them knot tying, map reading, knitting, cooking, and first aid, while her friends in the military instructed them in drilling, signaling, and camping.
Wow. That really does make you all, you know, everything, they know a lot more than I would.
I mean, how
to care for what? Care for livestock?
Livestock, yeah.
I have no idea how to care for livestock.
Well, back in 1911, maybe that was, like, more important.
There was more livestock around.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. Thank you, sir. You're making me feel better.
You're welcome. In 1912, Lowe returned to the United States and hoped to bring girl guiding to her hometown of Savannah to help girls learn practical skills and build character.
Mm.
The early growth of the movement in the United States was due to Lowe's extensive social connections and early work to recruit new members and leaders, among them her family and friends. She traveled all along the East Coast, spreading girl guiding to other communities. And in 1913, the organization was renamed to Girl Scouts of the United States.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So the Girl Scouts expanded after we entered World War I. Membership was bolstered by young women looking to aid in the war effort, and Scouts participated in activities as diverse as tending to victory gardens, driving ambulances for the Red Cross, and selling war bonds. By 1920, the organization reached nearly 70,000 members. In 1930, that number had expanded to over 200,000 members.
Jeez, good.
Now, it was around that same time that the annual sale of Girl Scout cookies started. That started in 1917 as a money-earning opportunity for councils and troops. During an average selling season, which is usually January through April, so as we speak.
Right now.
More than a million girls sell over 200 million packages of cookies and raise over $800 million.
My gosh.
You know what the number one most popular Girl Scout cookie is?
I have no idea.
Thin Mints.
Thin Mints are
number one.
I can see that.
Followed by Caramel Delights and Peanut Butter Patties.
And you did mention that there's a Thin Mint.
There's a Thin Mint Frosty.
Frosty
at
Wendy's
apparently,
right now.
Which I heard is very, very good.
Okay.
So
there you go.
So more than 50 million American women have participated in Girl Scouts throughout its history. I am one of those 50 million.
Look at you.
I was in Girl Scouts all through school, like all the way through like my senior year of high school.
So if I brought some livestock in tomorrow, you'd know how to care for it.
No, but we did learn,
would you
like,
spin wool?
But
what would you do?
We did go to like, every year we would go to this thing called the Rainbow Jamboree.
Yes.
At Camp Comstock.
Oh.
And with like troops from all over the state, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we did learn like knotting and camping and like cooking outdoors and things like that.
So if it gave you some rope, you could tie a knot.
I mean, I could tie a
knot. Is that what knotting is? Is that what knotting is?
It was called lashing, actually. It was lashing.
Good heavens.
Yeah.
Could you weave me a seat chair thing? Like a?
Probably not.
Is that what
probably
you lash? Not. What do you do lashing for?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
They didn't get to that?
I mean, we did it, but I don't know why I would never use it now.
How long were you a Girl Scout?
All the way through senior year of high school.
You were not.
I was,
Look at you. Well,
yes.
You should be able to do a lot of cool stuff.
I should.
Show some of your tricks tomorrow.
Yeah,
just do some more stuff.
Well, among the many famous American Girl Scouts are Taylor Swift.
You're kidding.
Sonia Sotomayor, Dakota Fanning, Lucille Ball, Katie Couric, and Elizabeth Dole. Many Girl Scouts have become successful leaders in numerous professional fields, such as law, medicine, politics, journalism, and science. And over 20 of NASA's female career astronauts were former Girl Scouts, including the very first American woman to spacewalk.
Really?
Yes. Dr. Catherine Sullivan was her name, and she was a former Girl Scout.
Fantastic.
Yes.
What treats important traits.
So Girl Scouts of the USA currently has nearly 2 million members, including over 1.1 million girl members and 750,000 adults. Girl Scouts earn 3.8 million badges annually, all while gaining important life skills and confidence in the outdoors, STEM, and entrepreneurship.
That's great.
Now, Juliette Gordon Lowe died in Savannah in 1927 at the age of 66. She was buried in her Girl Scout uniform with a note in her pocket stating, "You are not only the first Girl Scout, but the best Girl Scout of them all."
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Aw, I love it. Do you think she knew, do you think she would ever imagine that it would have grown
as it has now? I don't know.
How many members did you say there are now?
2 million.
2 million.
Over 2 million, yeah.
Good heavens. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Girl Scouts, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So another famous Girl Scout was Dionne Warwick.
Holy cow.
Yes. Yeah,
so They're all around.
So we're going to play There's Always Something There to Remind Me.
All right, we'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Dionne Warwick on Legends 102.7. I just stole your line. Sarah,
no,
do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because like you said, Dionne Warwick was a Girl Scout, and today's a Girl Scout's birthday.
It is. Happy birthday, girly scouts. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Quote. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. More than 50 million women have participated in Girl Scouts throughout its history.
Girl Scouts earn 3.8 billion badges annually.
And every year, over 200 million packages of Girl Scout cookies are sold. Have you bought any this year?
No, I haven't.
Me neither.
I haven't. You know where they, you know what they usually get me is
Lowe's.
Yes, at Lowe's.
Me too.
Do you know where I never have cash?
Lowe's.
Saturday morning when I'm going to Lowe's.
I know.
Never have cash.
They gotta start taking Venmo or something.
You know, yeah, you're right. They do.
They gotta just.
Did I tell you that? So I was in New York City. This was last year. I was in New York City Times Square. There were these street performers there, and they were fantastic. And I got roped in to their street performance.
They picked you out of the audience?
I never get picked because I blend in.
Uh-huh.
But I got picked, so I'm in this thing. So they go around. They've got all these guys lined up with them, like five, six, seven of us from all around. And so they come around. They're like, you know, you got to make a donation if you want to, you know, if you want to get out of this kind of thing. And so he's like, you got cash on you. And I will say I did tell a fib. I had cash on me, but I said no. See? And then he goes, do you have Venmo? I was like, well, yeah.
Everybody has Venmo.
I didn't want to lie twice.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, I do have Venmo. He goes, so he brings over a laminated QR code for me to scan.
Oh, my gosh.
On the streets of New
and
York.
And how much did you give him?
I gave him $20. $20. He was good. He was very good.
Okay.
That's what he was asking for in cash. They were very specific.
Specifically,
you don't ask,
$20?
You don't get. You don't ask, you don't get it.
Okay.
It's the streets of Manhattan. Nothing's cheap.
I guess.
Folks want to learn more about the Girl Scouts.
High cost of living down there.
Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
All of this is streamed, believe it or not. You can see behind the scenes and hear behind the scenes, too, on Facebook every day at 4:10. Then we archive the footage up on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Quote. You'll see the whole archive there. Made possible by New Black Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Thanks so much, Sarah.
You're welcome.
More tomorrow at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bring your patches in. We can have a little session here.
Great.
So we'll stitch on
Sounds
the patches
good.
You didn't put on
I
your
don't know where the, I don't know where they are.
Your sash. Oh, find them tonight. Will you please just go look? Forecast and traffic next on Legends.
We'll see.